to System Kids on CKUW 95.9 FM, bringing the issues of youth in and from care, from their lives to your minds.
What? Say what? It's that time again. That's right. You can't get rid of us. We represent. We keep coming back. Mm-hmm. We're the System Kids, and we are coming to you live from downtown Winnipeg, the heart of Winnipeg, the heart of Canada. No, the heart of North America. Mm-hmm. That's right. We are right in the middle. Mm-hmm. We're System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm still Jaina, mm-hmm. and I'm joined again by the lovely Marie Christian.
Hello. Great to be here with you all again this week. I hope you had a good April so far with the beautiful sunshine we've been having. Today is an exception, but it's been gorgeous.
Yeah, it has been really nice. Mm-hmm. I've actually started a little bit of yard work, and I got a lot of spring cleaning done on the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
It's just a way to process nervous energy, mm-hmm. you know, so mm-hmm. we got it done. I was waiting for the cable guy to arrive. Mm-hmm. Cable guy never came. Mm-mm. My house was spotless. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway. It is what it is. So today is Tuesday, April 16th. Mm-hmm. How is it April 16th already?
Right.
And as you know, this month we are talking about S-E-X. Mm-hmm. Sex. But we're not going to get sexy. We're going to talk about the mechanics. No, not the mechanics.
Not the mechanics.
No. Sorry. You'll have to go to your local love shop for that yes. kind of info.
In-depth information.
We're going to talk about mm-hmm. healthy, mm-hmm. how to stay healthy, how to love yourself, mm. how to focus on relationships, how to talk to the young people we care about, mm-hmm. are concerned about, and, you know, how to have those uncomfortable conversations mm-hmm. that are much needed.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Very important.
Yeah. So really interesting articles that you found mm-hmm. for today's show, Marie. So thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before we get into all that, mm-hmm. just by way of reintroduction, we are, well, you know our names already, but we're from Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. We are under the stewardship of BGC Winnipeg. So our office is in their head office, 61 Juneau Street, up on the third floor. Our phone number, should you want to go old school, is 204-982-4956. Or if you want to go super old school and use a payphone from anywhere in Manitoba, it's a free call, 1-866-982-4956. For some of the more technically savvy of you, you want to find us online. We are on Facebook, Twitter / X, and on Instagram. We also have our own website, which is www.voices.mb.ca. And that gives a pretty good overview of who we are, what we do, why we do it, and how you can get involved.
Yo, very nicely done. So smooth.
Well, you know, I try to be quick
Did
and efficient.
You take a smooth operator vitamin
smooth
today?
Smooth operator. Was that Sade?
Sade. She's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Is she Canadian? No.
No, unfortunately. Okay. I think she's Caribbean.
We'll sneak her in. We'll sneak her in
yeah,
somehow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into our icebreaker. Mm-hmm. What's our icebreaker? Oh, rose and thorn.
Yeah, we're just keeping it classic today.
Okay. Classic. All yeah. right. A rose. My rose is that I get to hang out with you for the next hour, Marie.
Yay.
I miss you.
Yay.
And my thorn is time. Mm. Old father time. It just goes by too quick. Mm-hmm. It goes by too quickly. And yeah, I'm getting slower in my old age. Mm. You know, things that used to take me 10 minutes, take mm-hmm. an hour now to complete. But anyway, mm-hmm. that's my rose and thorn. perfect.
My rose for this week would have to be hope, because yeah, you get a little bogged down and it's easy to just be like, you know what, today I'm just staying in bed. But today I had some good conversations, even last night, had some good conversations about some of the more challenging things that I'm experiencing right now, and it felt so good to be validated, because these are people I trust who aren't just like yes people blowing smoke. They actually were like, no, actually what's wrong, what's happening is wrong, that's not right, and gave me some good tips on how to rectify the situation. So that gives me a lot of hope and some more energy. My thorn would be, unlike you, I did not have a cable person to motivate me to do any housework. So I still have a house full of work that needs to be done and a yard full of cleaning that needs. So, I mean, if anyone's a teenager or knows of teenagers who just love to do gardening, give me a call. don't actually, but I will pay you in freezies, freezies and hugs. But no. In all seriousness, I think this year I will need to ask for help because I'm more or less an empty nester.
More or less.
Well, my oldest, you know, he's kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Don't matter if he's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He still has responsibility to clean.
Yeah.
He doesn't. You call me. I'll come down with my Portuguese broomstick and knock some sense into that young man. It's not your problem he treats the house like a hotel. That's his home. He still has to do his responsibilities.
Yeah.
To play with his girlfriend later.
Exactly. But we'll see. We'll see. If I can't motivate him, then I'm sure I can find help in community. Aww. So
very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're looking at April calendar. We have leadership tomorrow. What's the plan for tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are actually going to the gas station theater to watch a play that's being put on by the University of Manitoba theater students and Fort Richmond Collegiate. And they're doing Theater of the Oppressed, which is usually an interactive theater experience where like the actors will act out a scenario and then they'll ask the audience like, how can we fix this?
So I
thought it would be a great way for the leadership team to see like, A, other groups also experience oppression. I mean, we're from CARE, so we know all about it, but
yes.
Other groups also experience it. And so B, how do they make their voices heard on those experiences of oppression? And that might trigger or inspire some ideas for our leadership team as well, because you know there's a lot of changes that we would love to see happen in the system. And sometimes the more creative, the better. Like, I don't know how many community partners love to talk to me about the garbage bag fashion show.
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Trying to bring it back.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was told. So, you know, so there are other ways that we can make our voice heard that hopefully will stick and be as impactful. So we'll go see how another group of young people do it. So that's leadership tomorrow. But other than that, we're usually in the office 4:30. We start with a meal and then we move on to our workshop or conversation for the day. And you're welcome to join if you're a young person in or from CARE, age 14 to 24-ish. Always someone a little younger. There's always someone a little older. That's no problem.
Nice. Very cool. Anything else? I see you got some tickets.
Yeah, so we had our last Manitoba Moose game tickets last Sunday. So thank you very much to the folks who donated those tickets for this season. We really appreciate it. And a lot of young people had a great time attending those games and really great seats. Like some young people sent pictures and they were like two rows back from the
ice.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they had a good time. So thank you very much, donors. We could not have done that without you. And we have our last Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra show coming up on Sunday, May 5th, The Twins and the Monster. So if you have a little person who might like an introduction to symphony in a really interesting way, that should be juicy. We are having focus groups. We've partnered with Dr. Kathy... I'm having a brain.
Levine?
Yes, Dr. Kathy Levine, and at the University of Manitoba, doing focus groups on tuition waivers and the experience of folks who've had tuition waivers, what worked, what didn't. There's some happening this week, next week, and one-on-ones are always available. So if you are a past or present tuition waiver recipient, your voice, your experience matters. Let us know, and we'll set up a time to hear from you on how to make the tuition waiver experience even better in Manitoba.
That's awesome. And, you know, inquiring minds always want to know, when it comes to focus groups, are there honorariums being offered for a young person to share their experience?
Yes.
And for their time.
Yes. Yeah. There's honorariums. And if the tuition waiver focus group happens over a meal time, there's a meal as well.
Ooh, what's the honorarium?
I can't remember.
Okay. It's usually between 25 and 50.
I believe it's 25. Okay. Yeah, I believe it's 25. And very quickly, we have Scholars Night, excuse me, planned for Thursday, April 25th. If you're a young person, or not even a young person, if you're a scholar from CARE, you're in post-secondary, doesn't matter what age you are, you're just from CARE, come on out. This is our monthly get-together to have a meal and just talk about our learning experiences, especially our social work students who have to do the ecogram. They really need a little bit of encouragement.
The ecogram or the genogram?
Both of them.
Oh, both. Yeah.
It's a little bit stressful. So
I don't know. I loved doing that.
I loved it too, but for one of them, I can't remember which one was the more like sensitive one for me. I just decided to use the Cosby family as a template because I didn't want to dig into all of that stuff. And then the retreat is coming up the weekend of Father's Day in June, June 14, 15, 16. The youth registrations will go out soon, but first I need to confirm our adult supports. So if you are an adult who preferably already has their checks done and you just want to sign up to help for the retreat, please do. But if you are not already signed up as a official Voices volunteer and you need to get your screening done, like, this is the week to do it. So
okay.
Please,
I'll put it out there too.
Yeah, pitter patter, let's get at her.
Nice. Okay, what about Diva Day?
Diva Day, I have not given any thought to.
So
can
what?
I was flipping through my calendar today and I saw that Diva Day is Friday, May 3rd, and I nearly cried. I like how is it only 2 weeks away? So I need to give that some thought.
Can postpone it to after Mother's Day?
We could.
And that'll give you like a month.
Yeah, give us some more time.
Plan.
Just somewhere within the month of Mother's Day for sure. So
I've been bragging about it to you. The young moms that I walk alongside, and they're like, sign me up, Jaina.
Yeah.
So excited for sure. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'll see what we can do. I might need to pick your brain for some ideas. And if there's anyone on your team that has the capacity to come help out for the day, that would be great, because Rochelle, our practicum student, finishes this week.
Right.
And then it's just me.
Okay. Well, I mean, you could go with the classic, you know, itinerary, right? Do something physical, do something emotional, spiritual, or get up, presenter, over lunch, and then spa.
Yeah.
Simple.
Oh, yeah. Lots of really good ideas, but still not fun to do all by yourself.
Do you want me to be the talker, the speaker?
We can see what we can do. Let's brainstorm more about that later.
Okay.
But that's the basic Voices calendar for the month, for the rest of April and looking into May.
Okay. Awesome. Well, that's a lot. You got a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on. All right. And there's a conference coming up. I thought it was next March, but now I'm seeing here it's November.
Right.
Re-envisioning Foster Care Conference in Boston.
Yes.
This is November 13th to 15th. Mm-hmm. And the theme is focusing on the power of firsthand experience. Re-envisioning foster care champions, extraordinary lived experience change makers. Oh, my people. This is our tribe. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Create a vibrant, informative, thought-provoking two-day event. Champions pack the schedule with workshops and keynotes covering topics relevant to those who work in child welfare, as well as foster youth and families seeking to bring about change. Oh, I so want to go to this, but I may be going to Portugal in October, so I don't know if I'll have the vacation time.
Yeah, but I mean, Boston.
Boston is
Boston.
Fabulous.
I've never been to Boston.
Maybe
I just
can
dreams.
Find those New Kids on the Block if I go.
Yeah.
again.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. I guess it is time for us to get into the rights highlights. Mm-hmm. United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Today we're looking at Article 16, which states that you have the right to a private life, mm-hmm. and your character and reputation should not be attacked. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. My son reminds me of this. Every time I try and open his bedroom door without knocking, I'm like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have a right to privacy, Mom. Mm-hmm. It's a privacy. But he's been saying that to me since he was like 5.
Yeah.
You know, I need my alone time. I need mm-hmm. privacy. Mm-hmm. But now as a teenager, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So why is this right important?
Well, I thought definitely within the context of our conversation mm-hmm. this month, talking about sex and sexual health, it's just also important for us as supportive adults mm-hmm. To remember that young people deserve their privacy and have a right to their privacy.
Right.
But I really liked... there were a few things I found on this. I'll try to keep it brief. So children are particularly vulnerable to breaches of their privacy because of the range of situations in which adults have power over them. Children living in institutions, for example, may have their communication intercepted and be subject to searches of their personal belongings.
Yeah.
Children's online lives add another dimension to this right. And that's from Corinne.org. But that just really reminds me that you have the right to privacy. But you have the responsibility to also be safe. So
right.
if your caregivers, if your adults in your life suspect that there might be something happening, they have a responsibility to look into that, unfortunately.
Yeah, absolutely. Your right to safety trumps your right to privacy sometimes, mm-hmm. right? If there's, you know, been recent incidents of, say, self-harming behavior mm-hmm. or, you know, maybe... things going missing in someone's group care home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember being in those situations and my room, I did not really have that much privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had. I wish we had locks on the door because mm-hmm. half my wardrobe went missing like the first weekend.
Oh boy.
I was in a group home, but yeah, so... Yes.
Well, I like what Save the Children Canada, savethechildren.org.au, so Australia said. They said, if like in line with what you're just saying, the right to privacy is limited in that it will not be respected if it infringes on the rights and safety of others
right.
or the child in question. For
yeah.
example, law enforcement may view a young person's emails without a warrant or with a warrant, generally in Western countries, if there's suspicion that the child or someone they're in contact with has or is intending to harm someone. So if you're wondering how to balance a child in your life's personal safety and privacy, the best thing you can do is educate them on safe practices online and in person and be vigilant for any changes in their behavior that may suggest they're being abused and or exploited.
That's right. And you know, we have really an amazing division here locally at Winnipeg, which is protecting young people from cyberbullying
yeah.
and exploitation online, which is now cybertip.ca, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm.
They also produce books, booklets that you can go through with your child, different age category, like 7 to 8, 9 to 12, and then there's like the teeny bopper year for like age appropriateness, and that's a really good tool to use with your young person
mm-hmm.
to, you know, ensure that they're being safe on there and
right.
to not trust... you know, or become friends with someone just because they send you a friend request. If you don't know
right.
them, your family doesn't know them, you know, that the reality is that there are people with bad intentions.
With bad intentions.
For children that pretend to be other children, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. And yeah. if you're, you know, a people pleaser and feeling nervous about hurting someone's feelings by not accepting their friend request, just know that you're okay. You can hurt their feelings. You don't have to accept their friend request if you don't know them or if you're not sure that they're actually who they say they are. So just a reminder that our rights are interconnected. You have 42 rights listed under the UNCRC, but that can be a lot to memorize.
So no, it ain't. I can do it. If I can, you can too.
But if you can't, if you don't have the super memory like Jaina, just remember your four B's. You have the right to be healthy, to be safe, to be heard, and to be yourself. And if any of those B's are feeling uncomfortable, they're feeling a little weak, reach out for help. Okay, don't suffer in silence. Talk to a trusted adult and make your voice heard.
Yeah, and get validated, like Marie shared so beautifully at the beginning of our show, right? Like when we keep something to ourselves that's bothering us, like it feels so ginormous, monstrous. This problem, the sky feels like it's falling. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we talk about it out loud, it immediately reduces and dissipates, or whatever word you like, just shrinks. It's a lot smaller and more manageable. And also, like, that feeling of terminal uniqueness dissipates, right? Because we all feel so, like, sometimes, not everyone all the time, but at some point in our lives, especially as teenagers, as we're navigating adolescence and all the changes in our bodies, you know, it's very easy to believe that no one understands, no one gets it, or that we're weird, and maybe we're aliens, and we don't know why we feel this way, and feels so good to share it and be like, oh, okay. You know, someone does get it.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm not so different.
Yeah. And even more than get it, if you share that with someone, especially if they're the right person, an adult you trust, they're willing to carry the load with you. You don't have to do that all by yourself. And that's one of the most wonderful things. So, yes, you have the right to privacy. You have the responsibility to keep yourself safe and not infringe on anyone else's privacy as well.
That's so great. Okay, well, I think it is time for our first song break. You know, I've been asking around, asking friends at work and wherever to send me some music suggestions of local artists, since we love to showcase local talent. I have found three new artists, but I only have music for one of them today. So today we're going to listen to one of our favorites, alumni from CARE, Ingrid D. Johnson, later on in the show.
Yes.
But right now we're going to start with my friend Carol's nephew, Mr. Skylar Bouchard, and we're going to listen to a song called From Me to You. So I hope you like it. All right. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This is System Kids, and where did that song go? Oh, I lost it. Huh? Where'd it go? Ah, oh, here it is. We'll be right back.
Once wrote a letter to my unborn son. Gems of wisdom, blueprints of a man to become. Crumbled the pages, I threw them away. Don't trust my advice, just look at the man I became. You know, no one really means you no harm. People just care for themselves. Don't you let it tear you apart. And someday a young woman, oh man's gonna steal away your heart. Just place your hand on the beat of your chest and know that's where all love starts. No one's gonna take that away. If I were to have a doubter, I'd say Don't read the news, it's all just lies and hate. And do whatever your heart desires. Don't wait for permission or the patriarchy to expire. And know that no one really means you no harm. People just couldn't give a shit about you. But don't you let that tear you apart. And someday a young woman or man's gonna steal away your heart. So just place your hands on the beat of your chest and know that's where our love starts. No one's gonna take that away. Once wrote a letter to the queen of our state. List of reasons for her to abdicate. Born with more right to live, I can't see a way. Born to smell brimstone come judgment day. But you can't let the shape of the world shape your heart. Can't stand that these days. So just place your hand on the beat of your chest and know that's where our love stays. And no one's gonna take that away.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Welcome back to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
That makes me smile because this past weekend we had a joint birthday party for my cousin's kids and my aunt and their mother-in-law. And my cousin's son is 7 years old. It's like, what do you get a seven-year-old? So I went to Pollux. What? I went to Pollux. I have this question every year, I think. Everyone's turning seven. I went to Pollux, and I got him a harmonica.
Oh.
And
I thought Pollux was a hardware store.
They are, but they have some of those classic toys in the back corner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I got him a harmonica, and I got him some race cars.
Oh.
And I was so happy to watch him. I didn't remember to put in a card, so I was just watching him open his gift. Mm-hmm. And he was so happy to open up the race cars. And he didn't know what a harmonica was, but when they opened up the box for him, he loved it. But my cousin gave me a look. He's like, you hate me, don't you?
Yeah. It's a loud toy.
But I'm going to tell him to listen to that song and listen to the sweet, sweet sound of harmonica.
Oh, harmonica is good, even if it is loud. I mean, you want to really piss off a parent, get a child a recorder or a set of drums, which I've done. My sister pissed me off one time. That's what I got for my nephew. He was like two or three. Mm-hmm. She's like, what did I do? I'm like, you know what you did. Enjoy your son's musical talent development there, Korishka.
Yes.
Yeah.
So funny. But the harmonica is very lovely. Mm. So, Nash, I hope that you refine your harmonica skills. Pollux Hardware, thank you.
Oh, fabulous. Mm-hmm. All right. So, before we dig into child welfare in the news, I know our time is flying.
Do you want to do the weather?
We are doing
perfect.
The weather. That's exactly, look at that. Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
All right. Currently, our current conditions are plus 12, but it is sprinkling. Mm-hmm. It's raining a little bit. The humidity is at 53% and wind is going east southeast at 22 gusts at 31 kilometers. Visibility is 16 kilometers. Tonight, the temperature will drop to plus 3 degrees And tomorrow we'll wake up to a nice, still rainy, chance of showers and drizzles, but it'll still be warmish at 8 degrees, dropping down to 2 overnight with, again, chance of showers. Looks like it's going to be a rainy week. Thursday, also rain or snow. It might be rain or snow on Thursday, but it'll still be a warm plus 4. Friday will be 0 degrees, but also expect snow. But then come Saturday, guess what comes back?
Sunshine.
Mr. Sun.
Oh, yep. Good.
Mr. Golden Sun. He will
shine down on us.
Sun, yeah. Please shine down on me. Yes. Mr. Sun. Remember singing that when you were little when it was raining? I'm please, I would sing, Mr. Sun, please come, because I wanted the pool to be open.
Yeah.
You know, the wading pools used to close. I don't know why they closed the pool if it rained. You're going to get wet while you're swimming.
Maybe a chance of lightning.
Whatever. That's bull. I don't like this. But yeah, so that is your weather update. All right. So, child welfare in the news.
Well, community connection first.
Oh, right. Duh. Community connection.
Yeah, and this week we have another website for you. It is teenclinic.ca. And on teenclinic.ca, they have so much information about teen clinics that are available throughout Manitoba. In fact, there are 23 teen clinics located throughout the city of Winnipeg and another 21 located in rural and northern Manitoba.
Wow. And even in the Bible Belty small towns?
Absolutely.
Like Steinbach
absolutely.
And stuff?
So on their website, there's an interactive map that you can click and find either a clinic in your neighborhood, or if you want to be a little surreptitious or whatever the word is, you want to go somewhere else
where anonymous.
People might not know anonymous. Yes, you can go to anyone you want. So they just say most teen clinics offer drop-in services for young people generally between the ages of 12 and 21, which means you can walk in without an appointment during the teen clinic hours. Some offer appointments or we suggest that you call to confirm their hours because everyone operates under different hours.
Nice. So what can they do at the teen clinic, Marie?
They
can they get there?
Yeah.
Can they get condoms?
They can receive confidential information and support.
Okay.
And most teen clinics offer access to a doctor or nurse practitioner for any health issue that you need to talk about. Free condoms. They put an exclamation mark beside that one.
Get female condoms and
free
male
condoms in general. Just free condoms, whatever you want.
Spermicide.
Emergency contraception, counseling, pregnancy tests, STI, HIV tests, free or low-cost birth control, information about all birth control options, and counseling on all three levels of pregnancy options, adoption, abortion, or parenting, and mental health or addiction help.
Wow, that's quite extensive.
Yes, and you can go on your own or you can bring a supportive person, your friend, your partner to come with you, whatever you're comfortable with.
That's awesome. Wow. 23 clinics located throughout Winnipeg and 21 in rural and northern Manitoba. That's awesome. So how can Youth in Care access this resource?
Yeah.
If you don't feel comfortable talking to your caregivers or at school about it, always reach out to your worker. They are your advocate, again, or if you can't get a hold of your worker, you can reach out to your advocate at Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth. They'll be happy to walk alongside you. There's also support people at Voices sometimes that are available to go with you. Or go with the friends. But you definitely don't have to do it alone.
Right.
If you don't want to.
Exactly.
And if you do, that's okay too.
Yeah. And if it just starts with visiting their website so you can see where they're located and which one you might feel comfortable. I was really excited to see that some of the ones that I connected with as a young person still exist. Like Clinic with a K.
Yeah.
And Women's Health Teen Clinic. They're on Graham.
Yeah, they're still there, hey? Wow.
Yeah. So there's lots of really good ones here. And, you know, bless my old eyes. That's really tiny printing. But there's 23 of them in Winnipeg. So just go to the website and you can take a look. You can see the map. You can see where they're located all throughout the city.
Very cool. Awesome. Okay. Now, child welfare in the news.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an extensive article. People have been talking about this new class action that alleges sexual abuse at a Manitoba youth facility. I don't know why I don't think just say it in the headline. Everyone knows they're talking about Marymount.
Mm-hmm.
And this was about the culture of silence and was written, I guess, in the Winnipeg Free Press and
CTV
reported
News, yeah.
Winnipeg CTV News on February 7th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a lengthy article,
mm-hmm.
Well, a page and a half. I don't know if we want to read through it.
Well,
and
just
then talk or just
like
cover a highlight.
Just we'll cover the highlights, and maybe the first thing I want to cover is that this is or back in February. I'm not sure if they've progressed by now, but
right.
At that time it was a proposed class action lawsuit,
okay.
Which means that this case still needs to be certified as a class action by the King Court of King's Bench,
mm-hmm.
of Manitoba to continue. If the class action does move forward, the plaintiffs are seeking damages, punitive damages, and a declaration that the province was negligent in its duties towards children at Marymount, and anyone who attended Marymount from 1951 to today, you can add your name to the class action. So if you want to do that, there is space for you to share your experiences and to share your stories. And there's an email address to the law office, marymountclassaction@kmlaw.ca.
Oh, wow. Okay. To today.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of expect to, like, to the 80s or to the 90s, but
mm-hmm.
to today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's kind of surprising and sad.
Mm-hmm. So this case, a statement of claim was filed in May 2023,
okay.
outlining two plaintiffs whose experiences at Marymount in the group home care facility included having persistent, unchanging, and unyielding abuse. And they talk about their experiences of arbitrary, excessive, and coercive forms of physical punishment that included acts of sexual assault, forced starvation, and lack of access to toilets. And the worst thing, their lawyer says, nothing was done about it. The plaintiffs repeatedly raised these concerns with staff from Marymount, with staff from the Department of Child and Family Services, and no steps were taken to protect them.
Okay, wow. So if anyone is wanting to come forward, share their stories, you can send your inquiries to marymountclassaction@kmlaw.ca.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, it's important to make your voice heard because that is what this article is kind of built on, that culture of silence. When young people would speak up, they were told either like swallow it, just be quiet about it, or they weren't listened to. And we know that these young people need to have their voice heard.
Right.
And their experiences should have been heard and ask, listen, believe, right? At
right.
that time.
At that time, it was, you know, especially the 80s and 90s, a lot of young people, if it was documented anywhere at any time that
mm-hmm.
this young person was perhaps difficult or expressed some challenging behaviors
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, was referred to a place like Marymount,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, a big part of their program was specializing
mm-hmm.
To help young people with those complicated needs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or level 5,
mm-hmm.
the high risk young people, then, you know, unfortunately, those young people didn't get heard. They
right.
didn't get believed because of that
mm-hmm.
of that documentation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how that documentation sometimes
it like prejudiced we were, and biased
exactly.
workers to, you know,
yeah.
be open to accepting
right.
that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like we were
minimized.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about a lot with the media last month
mm-hmm.
and how sometimes what we read will help us to build a bias and perpetuate stigma in our mind.
Right.
If you open a child's file and it says, well, they lie,
mm-hmm.
they will make up stories, da 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 da, and then this young person comes to you with a really valid concern, your glasses are already tinted. You're not
yeah.
seeing them or hearing them. And even if you don't believe a young person, I would say you still have the responsibility as an adult support to ask, listen, believe, and act.
Yeah.
You know, it's better make the mistake of making a report than to have a young person feeling unheard.
And now there's safeguards against that bias, which I really love.
Yeah, that's important.
Within child welfare. So if today the young person reports abuse or, you know, alleges abuse, the worker that is walking alongside this young person does the paperwork to report it. But there's a whole other division of specialists that will come and interview that young person, right? Without that everyday background, right? And so, you know, and I think that's really helpful, you know, because sometimes, you know, there can be bias, right? And it can be, takes a minute to wrap your head around, right? Say this young person maybe is in a caregiver situation and, you know, you've had a good rapport with this caregiver and everything up until now has seemed really well. There haven't been any concerns observed or reported by anyone. And then out of the blue, this young person has a bruise somewhere or something. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's good that there's a separate team to lead these investigations, and hopefully that helps everyone to feel like they can just be open as possible. I know, especially when you're young, you feel scared. But
yeah,
question: I don't remember the answer for sure. Is there a statute of limitations on reporting sexual abuse?
No, there is not.
Okay,
I checked on that.
That's so important because sometimes when you're young, it's hard to come forward. You're scared of the process. You're scared of maybe messing up your placement, even though it's not good. It's better than the alternative. Like, it could be what you're thinking in your mind. But even if you're into your 20s, 30s, 40s now, you can still speak up.
Yeah, you can speak up. But also, it's really important to note a lot of young people that I've walked with over the years have quickly become disheartened, not just with child welfare, but also with justice, because they have come forward and reported abuse or assault to, you know, law enforcement and were not heard because, you know, they just felt like they weren't believed. And I've had the opportunity to, you know, question law enforcement over the years as an advocate for young people and be like, hey, man, what's up? Why you don't believe our kiddos when they're saying this? They report that and no one believes them. And what is this? Is this because they're in care? You don't believe them? Is it because they're Indigenous? You don't believe them? Like, what is it? And they're like, no, Jaina, if someone makes a report and they're intoxicated, we cannot take that report when they're under the influence.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's really important that if a young person makes a disclosure to you and, you know, you want to rush them over to the local police station or call the counter-exploitation unit, counter-exploitation unit for kids, different, but to encourage them to try again when they're sober or pick them up in the morning, you know, because a lot of our young people, it's not a judgment, it's they're self-medicating their trauma, right? So
try to gently encourage that conversation the next day when they're sober.
So it's, and that's tricky. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, like, just because someone's under the influence, like they can't, you know, make a report.
Especially knowing that they're doing it to medicate. Maybe that's when they feel safe to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, and that's the trick, right? So it's, you know, we as helpers need to do more work to help that young person feel safe and not judged. And, you know, like, what can we do to help repair, you know, those feelings of rejection or dismissal from law enforcement or, you know, from caregivers or other workers, and, you know, there's so much past trauma, mm-hmm. so it's hard for young people to be open and willing to accept help or reach out for help when they've been mm-hmm. let down so many times,
yeah.
right? We gotta kind of walk with them.
Yeah.
Can't just send them over there and say, good luck,
mm-hmm.
call this person, report this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a lot of support.
Mm-hmm. So if you need support, if you were a young person in the care of Marymount from 1951 to present, and you did experience some of the sexual abuse that happened during that time, just remember you have an email that you can send your experiences to. But if you need support, if you need someone to sit with you as you write that email, please feel free to call us at Voices 204-982-4956 or 1-866-982-4956. We would be glad to sit with you, whether it's myself or one of the volunteers, to sit with you and help you write down your thoughts, because we know sometimes whether you speak it, sing it, or write it, it can be hard to get your thoughts together when it's something, a really painful memory. So we're here to support you, to make your voice heard. Your experience matters, and more importantly, you matter. And we want you to feel asked, listened to, believed, and then had your concerns acted upon in a good way.
Beautiful. All right. I think it's a beautiful natural segue to our next song by one of our favorite alumni musicians here from Winnipeg, Manitoba, who's been brave to share not only report, but has written books, his poetry, stories, multiple albums. And we are going to listen to her song called Survivor's Chant.
Okay.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. And hope you check out this jam. Thanks.
I was drowning in emotion. Self-esteem. Yeah.
we're back here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We're still representing the kiddos. Kiddos.
And thank you very much to Ingrid D. Johnson for that song. She writes such heartfelt music.
Yes.
And I love it. And I really appreciate that.
I miss her. Yes. Have you talked to her lately?
Yes, actually. She reached out.
No.
You know, and she was applying for some grants to continue her good work and offered to do another workshop. A few years ago, she and her band led a weekend workshop at one of our retreats and then hosted an open mic night for the young people to come and share their music and their poetry.
Love it.
And it was awesome.
Yeah.
So she offered to do it again.
Fabulous. So book her.
We'll make it part of our 30th birthday year.
Oh,
it'll
yes.
be really special.
Very cool.
So as we know, our topic of the month is sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. But I found this really great article and I loved what they said. Where is it? Oh, I pulled out that quote. So anyway, so the article was called How to Talk About Foster Youth About Sex, Relationships, and Self-Care. Hint, it's not just about sex. And this is coming out of the States. It's part of a three-part series talking about all things relationship-minded and self-care-minded as far as youth and Ink from Care. But I thought this one was really interesting because how many foster parents and group home staff and caregivers struggle with the idea of talking about sex with the young people in their care.
Yeah, because they think it's not going to happen in their house, so it, therefore it's not their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just in denial
mm-hmm.
that these young people are young sexual beings.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to think about it.
Yeah, and you don't want right? to ignore it to the point where you're now demonizing the kid. I mean,
right.
it's better to figure out how can we have these conversations in a safe way, in a good way, in an instructive way, without waiting for the social worker or the school. I have a quote here that says, "Schools can't do it alone. None of us can do sexual education alone. Whenever we're talking about sexual health, we're not telling young people what to believe. We're talking to them about the facts, and we're talking to them about the skills of decision making, and we're saying, what does your family, your community, your religion, your culture believe on this topic?"
Ooh, so something to think about.
Yeah, it's opening up the conversation, not just putting walls and boundaries saying don't do it.
Right.
While you're under this roof, don't you do it.
All right. Well, we unfortunately need to put a pin on this topic.
Minutes.
The outro is
yes, but we don't need to play the whole outro. Before we go, let me just add a few more stuff to jog your minds. And also, the last show of this month, we're doing an Ask It Basket.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a question about sexual health, if you're a young person or if you're a caregiver, you're like, what? Who, what, where, when, why? Please send in your questions. We would love to add your questions to the list that have already been pulled together by some students and by our leadership team. We got some really good questions, but there's always room for more. But back to this article very briefly so that Jaina doesn't kill me and our show after us can have time to settle into their
yes,
microphones.
That's who I was thinking about.
Yes. So in this article, which we're going to follow up with next week,
yes.
they were having a focus group for parents and professional caregivers, and they all stressed the need for clarity on the rights of foster youth to access sexual and reproductive health. And the last thing I want to say for today is that I'll share with you the response that they got to this one question. "You're suggesting that these conversations aren't just about having sex and pregnancy. How are healthy relationship conversations more than that?" And the interviewed guy, Isos, who goes by they, them, says, "So much of what young people actually are needing is people talking about how are you connecting with people?
Yeah.
What is feeling good and supportive and loving? And what is feeling coercive and manipulative in your life? We tend to just think of something that's much more mechanical and just specifically sex, and we're missing out on all those other conversations that are deeply affecting young people as well." So, sex is about more than the mechanics, like you were saying earlier.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, awesome. Thank you again for another awesome show and such a great outline. so jam-packed. We can never cover it all, but we will continue this conversation. And hopefully, you know, that question is out there now, so people have time to think about it, reflect on it, chew on it. Lots of meat on the bone for you to chew on. And please get back to us. Send us a call, a text, an email, a snap, an X, I don't know.
Especially if you're a caregiver, if you're a foster parent, like, we would love to know, how do you talk to the young people in your care about sex? Or do you? Do you
just and completely... if you're a young person, please be sure to know that we will honor and respect your anonymity.
And your privacy.
Your privacy. You have the right to it. And yeah, what you say to us stays with us. Except on the cases where...
you're going to hurt yourself or someone else.
That's right. All right. So with that, thank you to our fabulous listeners for listening to our show. Thank you for being committed to young people. We appreciate all the champions. And if you support a young person, you're a champion in our eyes. So reach out. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone. We would love to hear from you, or send an email to Marie at askatvoices.mb.ca, or again, call toll free from anywhere in Manitoba at 1-866-982-4956. Until next time, peeps. Peace out.
Peace out. Stay free.